Hello, it's me again, Lou from the Infinite Touches. I'm here to share with you something new that I've had as an experience. And there's something that happens to us every now and again in our lives. And we sometimes, or most times, including myself, ignore or fail to pay attention to tiny details, you know. And it was just funny because I just realized it just now, and I've been advised by my very close friend to put that up, like feeling like I've got a point, something to put out there, you know. But so what happened is just the realization of how we're being communicated with, but without us actually paying attention or being present completely, and you lose that that information. So a friend of mine had this issue at work where they'll have to find out on the 1st of November, which was yesterday, what had happened with their selection process with work. So I escorted them down there, and for some reason I had this intuitive knowing, like, to ask that she pick a card. So she did. She picked the card, and it was surprising that the card had is this tarot card that I have. I use it from time to time, being that I'm into a lot of spiritual stuff and my mystical part of life. I tend to go deep into stuff some from time to time. So I felt that led, because I don't want to miss information. It could come through tarot card. It could come through a spinning from a knife. It could come through, rain just falling when you're about to, it start raining when you're about to step outside. Or it could just be a leaf drop on you, or it could be a bed pool on you. You know, such signs, the tiny signs like that, that, you know, it's already established in our consciousness, collective consciousness, that these signs mean, have some sort of meanings or connotations with them. But we are sometimes slow to kind of study what's been established over time and how the universe has been over time, because it evolves as well as it's constant, like a seasonal cycle. And what's happened before and what's happening to us now is not really changed. It's just the our physical reality, what we put out there and define as beautiful, that we see as change. But the storyline or the start and the finish of anyone's life is not really changed as such. So to call a long story short, going back to the 1st of November, we were now going, I was escorting down to find out, and we had this tarot card, and in there was some advice and some sort of saying that there could be some shock. It was a sacrifice card that was picked, and everything was in there. But at the time I just looked at it quickly, and I could not, you know, make sense of it. But she had asked me to forward it to her so that you can look at it later on. So we went on there, and it was a bad news, you know. So they did made their position redundant. So coming back, I was like not too, you know, in that place of understanding. At the same time, I had a strong feeling in me to be grateful, you know, like gratitude in all things, You know, it was hard, because this person is such a good, you know, from my own perspective, and I'm guessing from the universe perspective, very good, you know, down to earth person. You would want anything good to come to them, anytime, any day. You know, so I was a little bit worried about that happening, not knowing that was coming. But day before as well, I woke up feeling, you know, funny, you know, and I didn't know why. Went to my phone and it was 0404. So I kept getting these signs, but I could not put my finger on it, what it was. So later on, getting back home, I was trying to light my candles and, you know, had that little meditation and had a meal. And I got up and reflected about, you know, the day before, like yesterday, what happened and everything. There was this question still in my mind. So I went back to the tarot card that picked that day, that yesterday, and lo and behold, exactly what happened was what was sent in the card before we actually got there. So the universe had told me, had sent messages even to this person I'm talking about, what was going to happen. They had that understanding, but that was used, I could not, you know, at the time comprehend what that messaging was related to or with. So today, I just realized this morning, and it was like that period where you just say, oh my God. So this was, you know, I knew about this. It was sent to me, but I wasn't maybe patient enough or attentive enough to kind of read it and interpret it. I don't know if it was as a result of me not being present or who the message was for got the understanding the first time. So sometimes we could, you know, pray, we could meditate, we could do all sorts just to hear an answer from the universe. And a lot of answers might have been sent, and we've never had that time or that patience to actually been able to, you know, interpret or know that we've been answered, but we keep asking for the same thing over and over again. You know, if I had not sent that tarot card to who I was talking about now, there is no way I would have been able to realize that the universe has passed a message through, but to kind of inform us before time what was coming. And the feelings that I was getting days before that now made sense. So it is tricky. There's no one that can say they're spiritually perfect. There's no one that can say they know it all. As long as we're mortals, we're always gonna be surprised with that entertainment of life. And just finding that out just gives that sort of, you know, a deep breath in and realizing that everything is under control, and we just have to trust the universe to take it from here. As on the card, it was stating that it was a time to meditate, to relax and pause, you know, and there greater stuff coming in front, which is promising and exciting. You know, I just thought I shared that quickly with anyone out there that's been praying, you know, seeking, doing sadhana, you know, doing fasting, you know, of some kind. When you pray or seek, make sure you're ready to kind of pay attention, because it is the answers might already be around you. The answers might have been sent numerous times, but maybe you're not paying attention enough, or you're not taking down those records so that you can go back and reflect and, you know, or read through to find the answers there. So that has been what I've been occupied with this weekend, and I hope this is like a blessing to someone out there and giving you that booster to feel that you're always inclusive with the universe. You're never alone, you know, you're never alone, no matter what the situation is. There's always that attention from the universe just for your sake. Peace, love, and light.